This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. There are a couple events coming up that I love to use as an excuse to get musicians live in the studio. And we have Ben Bedford and Vanessa Lively back. Thanks for joining us again, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Randy.
Tell us what these events are so we can get those on our calendar.
The first one is on Saturday, March 21st, 3:30 in the afternoon. We're playing out at the Unitarian Universalist Church off of Woodside Road as a benefit for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley. It's a concert that we're doing in conjunction with an organization called Music to Life, which was started by Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and his daughter Liz. That's a benefit concert for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley, which is an awesome organization in town that does restoration and conservation work for native plants and animals here on the prairie in central Illinois. It's a suggested donation.
And additionally, it's raising awareness about what the organization does in town, and so people can just come and kind of learn a little bit more about the organization. And and Ben's been volunteering with them for a while too.
We go out and remove invasive plants like honeysuckle, and so the natural native plants can get their foothold, which of course hopefully attracts native pollinators and native birds and other animals back into the area that maybe have frequented the area less in years because of the lack of those native plants.
We mentioned that Ben and Vanessa are musicians, but besides musical artists, Ben is also an ink artist.
Visual artist, if you will. Yeah, I do primarily work in pen and ink, some watercolor, but mostly pen and ink. And I've got a show coming up on April 4th is the opening of the show at the Strawn Gallery in Jacksonville. There's going to be almost 50 pieces. It's going to be the biggest pen and ink Ben Bedford extravaganza yet.
Yeah.
I love it. I've seen it on album art that you've done. I've seen it on posters. I see what you post on social media. Where do you find the time, and how long does a piece usually take you to generate?
A lot like Rembrandt had a school, workers that actually did the work. I've got my cat working around the clock. He does most of the grunt work of the pen and ink stuff, and I devise the ideas.
The inkwell likes the claw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's how all the fine detail gets done.
He's got very small, very tiny hands, so he can use those tiny, tiny nibs and get in there and get that really fine detail. Yeah, and his eyes are better than mine, too, and you can see in the dark. I really feel like I've had a serious outpouring of creativity in general in recent months. The pen and ink art is one manifestation of that. Besides, I've been writing a lot of music, and so has Vanessa. We've both been very prolific, almost more prolific than we can kind of keep up with. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you write, you do a little voice memo of it on your phone, and you put it away and you don't think about it for a while, and you find it later and you're like, oh, I'll work on that. We're both in the phase of artistic output right now where we're making voice memos, and then other ideas are coming as we're making those voice memos. So they're stacking on top of each other, and we've got a backlog,
so much,
both of us, of stuff to, which is a good,
which is fun.
It's a good problem to have. It will stop eventually. You know, we'll get to the point where we'll wake up one day and we won't have ideas just flowing out of us. And then that's the opportunity to sift back through that outpouring of ideas and find what still sounds compelling.
We've been really talking about this musical project that we want to do together, the two of us, and put out a project behind it. We're just writing so much, and we're both in these different writers' groups as well. It's like we have our normal, I think, flow of songwriting coming out, and then there are these song assignments almost. So we're in our friend Johann Wagner's songwriting group, the Translytic Songwriters Society. It's a secret group.
Yeah. Sealed in blood.
And you translate songs from a foreign language that you don't know into English, and then you make it into a song, and it's supposed to access your subconscious. And it's very cool. It's very strange and mysterious. We've been sometimes under the deadline and just like busting out a song for that. It's really fun. And then I'm in another songwriters group called 1159 in Austin. And Ben and I sometimes work on those songs together. And then we just write in between all of it. And then there's like the Ben pen and ink stuff filling all the in-between spaces. So it's been a fun creative chapter, I'd say.
And Vanessa's a painter as well.
Yeah, I'm painting the front cover of the album that's coming out in May.
Very
it's this
cool.
huge tiger that's about 5 to 6 feet. Huge face of a tiger that's giant.
Your living space, working spaces are incredibly cool with lots of different pieces in progress.
Yeah.
You mentioned Austin, and last time you were in, we talked about the writing group down there. How much time right now are you spending between Austin and Springfield?
I'm more in Springfield right now than in Austin, but have I been to Austin twice? I think twice.
We were in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We went to New Orleans for a music conference, and there, so it all kind of runs together. I got to drive through Mississippi under like 2 inches of ice.
And we have the CD release happening in May that Ben will be there for.
I was recently there. We did a public access TV show.
Oh, gosh, we did a bunch of stuff. That's right.
Yeah, we did a couple of sort of video projects, like a multiple camera song thing. I headed back down in April for a couple of gigs, so definitely going back and forth.
Give us again the event you're performing at on the 21st at the Abraham Lincoln Universalist Unitarian Church.
Yes, that's on March 21st at 3:30, a benefit for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley. Vanessa and I will be playing that concert. On April 4th is the opening for my pen and ink art show at the David Strawn Art Gallery in Jacksonville, Illinois.
We'll also post those on nprillinois.org.
Thank you.
Last time you were here, we had talked about, I think, the first single off the album you're working on, Vanessa, and that was Red Wolf, and Ben, you're on it.
Yeah,
also. All over it, yeah.
Yeah. Since then, we've played a couple more singles that you've released off what will be the album, I think. Tell us
what
you'd like to about the newer stuff.
Yeah, so actually two of the songs that we were thinking of sharing today are songs that Ben and I worked on in the studio when we went in to record, which was after we were here. We went to record at a different studio that was on the Texas coast called Coastal Bend, and we had an extra day of recording in front of us, and we were like, hey, well, I guess we could work on some songs, and we played a few for the person who was the engineer and the owner of the studio named John Macy. He plays pedal steel on the record. And he also was the engineer. So we played a few songs that were like demos that we hadn't quite fine-tuned. And he chose two. He was like, oh, do those. And so it was really fun to actually take song pieces and then finish them up and record it the very next day. I've not really done that before. And so Ben and I worked on two songs. One was like a mashup of two demos that we had kind of pieced together. Ready to Find You is the one with an album.
Oh, right.
Anyways, we took two song pieces of mine that I did out at a songwriting retreat earlier in the year before. We fine-tuned that song, which is called Ready to Find You. That's the opening track of the album. And it is out as a single. And then we did Realm of Memories, which is not out yet, but it's another one that we worked on. And we figured we'd share those because they were songs that we worked on. You know, they're my songs, but ones that we like really fine-tuned and made ready to put on an album. We did it with our friend Paul Carreri, who is from Charlottesville, Virginia, and he flew in to be in the sessions with us. We recorded most of the album during that chunk of time at the Coastal Bend sessions, and it was awesome.
That sounds great.
Super fun. It's a little converted house right there on the water. We saw a dolphin while we were recording one day. We just looked out the big picture window as we were getting ready to do a take, and there was just a dolphin like
playing,
just hanging out in the water right there. Yeah, and there's a pool and there are palm trees, and
that's awesome.
It felt very like, feels like it's July of 1975 right now.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like we were in California or something, like back in the 70s.
It did. It felt very
so not inspirational at all.
It was terrible. Yeah. We had a terrible time.
Yeah. Do you find in a process like that where you go to a studio, I've heard sometimes it's a horrible idea to write music while you're in the studio because it's really expensive. But at the same time, when you've got the pieces largely around, there's a certain motivation to the pressure to get something done.
Yeah.
Did that help?
There actually is something so nice about feeling a little under the gun and like you've got to get something out. You don't become too precious about anything. You just try to make it work. We both walked away and we were like, those are our favorite songs right now, or the two that we just like fast tracked and tried to get them done. And we didn't overwork it or overthink it, and they just kind of organically fell out.
I'd never written or worked on music in the studio before.
Yeah, I don't think I had ever.
Yeah, because again, that did seem like, it seems like a bad idea to come in and be like, oh yeah, we're going to have 11 songs in this album and 8 of them are done and the 3 of them are not done. But we'll just do it while we're in the studio. I mean, we're naturally decadent people. You know, so
that's how everyone describes
that's how
me
people
for
describe
sure.
us usually.
First thought that came to mind.
Yeah.
So.
tell us about one of these songs, and if you don't mind, give us a sample.
Yeah, let's do Ready to Find You first.
Yeah.
It was right before we went to the studio, like the night before, I think we were getting ready to go, and I was showing Ben these demos that I had, thinking like, what, you know, what should we take to the studio? That's kind of the conversation we were having. And I shared with him these two different songs that I really liked, but and I was trying so hard to weave them together. And I remember we were just sitting there playing with, like, what if we put it here? And what if we bring this one up and this one down? And it was like a math equation more than anything. And I think we got it to a sort of rough working state, but we shelved it, not thinking, you know, it was sort of like, well, we'll come back to that. But it was this piece of the outro that you'll hear, the title, Ready to Find You, I'm Ready to Find You, that would get stuck in my head. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I wrote that little chorus when I was in a tent in West Texas. And it doesn't have anything else along with it. It was just a little chorus piece. And then the other part was another songwriting exercise, I guess. And so it was just kind of fun to quick stitch it.
Dovetail them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it ended up working really beautifully. But it was fun to just have the two of us, like, my children were at home. So they heard us, like, repeatedly singing this song, like, here, 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 this way, trying to stitch it together. And luckily, they enjoy this stuff. And they'll be like, play it again. We like this song, which is great to have little cheerleaders in the room.
Totally.
We're like, oh, they're encouraging us. Yeah.
Let's play it.
All right, let's do it. I'm awakened enough to speak, hidden shame reprieve, a beacon in words. You stay reflecting the woods upon barren earth. We have to take a risk, place our hearts beside the bouquet, claim the pain, use the cello to summon the rain. You are the dizzying sea. Distant strangers, we pretend to be. Trouble now has crossed the river, offering prayer in ash and smoke to deliver. Of hurt, you say to me as you turn. I bite back a retort, tiger bleeding darker, darker. Let's go to the chapel for healing, pine shade, both of us kneeling. I'm touching your name, half out of water, half remains. You are the dizzying sea. Distant strangers, we pretend to be. Trouble now has crossed the river, offering prayer in ash and smoke to deliver.
I'm ready to find you. I'm ready to find you, dear. I'm ready to find you. Find you, dear. I'm ready to find you. Find you here. I'm ready to find you. I'm ready to find you, dear. I'm ready to find you. Find you here.
This is Community Voices. We've got Ben Bedford and Vanessa Lively here. Ready to Find You, the new single. Thank you for playing it live here in the studio. I love the harmonies.
We've talked about my friend Johan, who put on this with the songwriter group that we're in, the Translytic Society, he's the organizer of that. He's the one that puts on that songwriting retreat out in West Texas at Chinati Hot Springs. He sends us out with these very playful exercises, which are like, go immerse yourself in nature and just write poetry and get inspired by these books of poetry or whatever and pick out words that you think you would never use. These random playful things that were just something to spark wordplay. And I love what comes out of an exercise or someone pushing you a little bit as a songwriter, because you'll do things and you'll maybe combine phrases and words that you would normally cut out and be like, well, that doesn't really make sense. And something that he loves to remind us all of, and I love to live by, is like, don't worry about something always being so perfect and well polished and rounded out. It's sometimes fun to have a little bit of the mystery and a little bit of the poetry and abstract songwriting. A lot of the songs on this record, I really leaned into that. And I was like, you know, I love abstractions and I love poetic wordplay. The sentiment always carries through the music. People have a little more freedom to interpret things.
The line that I'm thinking of when you say like the abstract or whatever, like tiger bleeding darker, darker,
yeah,
which I love. What does that mean?
Right. I was painting this tiger and I hadn't even, when I found this song, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm painting a tiger for the cover of this album. And this song has a tiger in it. The other one does too. I think it has like,
most of our songs have tigers in them. You know.
Actually, the other one, Realm of Memories, also has a tiger. It was like, what is the word? The tigers in the sky? These two songs that came into the last moment of the album both have tigers, and that's the cover.
Why are tigers stalking you?
I had drawn this little picture of a tiger face on just lined paper, crap paper with a pencil. So I hung it up on my bedside. This is back in like 2019. And it went with me everywhere and always lived by the side of my bed. And I couldn't really remember why I did it. I just remember doing it. One day when I was working with this giant painting that was slowly evolving, this one that we've talked about that's so huge, I was like, you know what? I just want to paint a giant tiger face like the one I used to have hanging at my bedside. I'm going to go look up to see what it looks like. So I looked on my own Instagram page trying to find it back in 2019. Found the post I made, and it said, I had this dream about a giant painting of a tiger and woke up, and that's why I had drawn that picture, which I have no recollection of whatsoever. And it was crazy because I was working on, I had already at that point done the tiger face and I was going to fine tune it. I do feel sort of like this tiger has been stalking me in my dreams and trying to almost be some sort of like source of power and courage and bravery. And so now I've got this huge tiger that actually lives by the side of my bed.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is cool because that was years ago and I had zero memory of that.
Earlier you were saying it's okay once in a while that a song isn't like perfectly honed to have some logical meaning. And I love that because for listeners in the audience, it gives everybody an opportunity to interpret it the way they want to,
yeah,
right? Maybe psychologically that's what's on their mind, but it's a nice tool in that sense.
That's, yeah, it's actually what I love so much about semi-abstract art is that if there's enough to kind of grab onto, but all the pieces aren't there, so you have to fill in the gaps with your own experience and your own things that are happening in your emotional world or whatnot, it invites people in this way that I just think is really special. Whereas if you give someone something that is completely spelled out, you might miss that opportunity. It's my favorite thing, yeah. A lot of Ben's songs do that also,
mm-hmm,
which is I think why we like writing together so much, is we like kind of sitting in that space.
Well, I like that you write together and play together. You said you had another song you'd like to share?
Yeah, we'll do the other song with a tiger in it. So this is the other one that we worked on and finished at the studio in Rockport, Texas.
For those who don't know what a capo is, what is it and what does it do?
Capo is a little apparatus that goes on the neck and the fretboard of the guitar, wraps around, and it changes the pitch of the strings. You can use it for various reasons. Sometimes people, if they're playing solo, they just use it because they want a key that fits their voice better. What it does is it allows you to, if you've been playing in the key of G, for example, you can continue to use the same chord shapes, but raise it in pitch. For us, we often use the capo four is, like Vanessa is on capoed on four and I'm capoed on two. We can play the same chord names because she's capoed in a different place than I am. The shapes are different. It gives it just
it just sounds
slightly different timbre, slightly different voicing of a chord. It's an easy way to get a different voicing of a chord without thinking too hard.
Next time you see a musician pull out their capo or adjust it, you've got a sense of what's going on out there.
So. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Here's Realm of Memories.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shifting in the silence crystallizes malice. It's a visceral expression of the values and the violence. Rapture in the shadows, chaos strings together. Fearless lyricism and alluring pleasure. Oh, the realm of memories, mirroring the wildness, raw and wandering, riding in the lightness, the luminous fire, forcing freedom from each other, our sisters and our brothers, forming circles here. Expressive voices cresting across the mountain, crawl across the valley, my mother tongue, my fountain. Atmosphere of innocence sparkling in the springs. The gift that it brings is the shedding of shame. Oh, the realm of memories, mirroring the wildness. Forcing freedom from each other, our sisters and our brothers, forming circles here. My boots under the blood moonlight, lush life, stars above, stinging pink tongue, tulips in the sea like love, and the clouds growing tigers under a vast, astounding sky. Swimming under Esperanza as it feeds butterflies. Poetry, words like want, dust to dawn, drinking in dreams, all these phrases we sing. Oh, the realm of memories, mirroring the wildness, raw and wandering, riding in the lightness, the luminous fire, forcing freedom from each other, our sisters and our brothers. Forming circles here, circles here, circles here, circles here.
Realm of Memories is one of the new singles, the newest.
That's the title track, and the album name is Mirroring the Wildness. The whole album comes out May 7th. We've put out something like 5 or 6 songs so far because 2 were pre-released as like acoustic versions. Then we stacked on the full album pieces around it and re-released them as the album versions, which is 2 songs called Mi Grito and Canaries. Canaries is one that Ben and I went into a different studio in Austin when my leg was broken in a boot, but it was pretty fresh. I had been working on this song. I just needed some musical project to do to remember that I could keep doing things. And so we went to a studio called Airy Studios by Mark Addison, and our friend Colin Brooks was in that session, and Mark played the bass. We recorded Canaries back in 2023. Then it's been re-released with drums. We've got this drummer that's on the whole record. His name is JT Bates, and he's based in Minneapolis, and he's cool. And then John Macy is the pedal steel on everything. Those 2 songs are out, and then a handful of others.
And we're doing an album release concert in Austin on May 17th.
If I come back in the summer, in June, maybe we'll do some sort of like album-centric concert where we can at least play all the songs in more acoustic versions.
We'd love to have that experience come May 7th. You'll be able at that point to get it on streaming services?
Yes.
Under Vanessa Lively or Ben and Vanessa?
We're trying to put out as many of them as possible, both on mine and Ben's platforms, because Ben is integral in the entire project. So I've been trying to release it where most of the songs will come out with Ben's pages as well. And then we'll both have links on our website.
Definitely go to Vanessa Lively on streaming and you'll be able to find it.
CDs available for those
who
want it?
We're actually doing CDs and vinyl for this album.
at your site?
I've got this merch distribution called Goldenrod Music. They're based in Michigan. It's a women-centric, women-only kind of cool merch group. Everything's going to be available through them, and that'll be on my website. It'll also be on Bandcamp. This is a step in the direction of wanting to do a musical project of our work that we've really been doing from start to finish together. We both have these long careers behind us, and it's interesting to go from that to like a duo project, but we really want to attempt to do that. This is a good sort of stair step in working it to bring our musical journeys a little closer together and try to release it on both of our platforms with the goal of having something like our own. We're tossing around like band names and stuff right now.
Yeah. Really appreciate you sharing with us what you've done already. Enjoyed the things we found on the streaming service, playing it on the X over at 91.9 HD3. Vanessa Lively and Ben Bedford, thank you so much for coming in today. We really look forward to hearing your new album as it comes out. We'll put links to all this stuff up at nprillinois.org. Recap one more time the two events you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, this Saturday, March 21st at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Church, we are doing a concert at 3:30 p.m. It's a benefit for the Friends of the Sangamon Valley. Then on April 4th, my pen and ink art show will open at the David Strawn Art Gallery in Jacksonville, Illinois.
Great opportunity to see Vanessa Lively and Ben Bedford this weekend, or see Ben's art onward from that period of time. Anything you'd like to leave us with?
Let's do Swing Wide the Gates. This is a song that we've been playing lately, and it's a song by a friend of ours named Raina Rose. Raina is in Austin, but she's originally from Portland, Oregon. We really love this song.
Yeah, we went to Folk Alliance in New Orleans, and one of the showcases that we were playing was called Cover Your Friends. And so we were like, okay, let's figure out what song we'd like to learn. And Ben learned this one of Raina's. I have really enjoyed playing it. It'll be fun to play this.
I had silken sparrow's wings. I hung on the diesel train. Marrow clean of any word. I drip from my lips your name. I've been strong as summer, I've been weak as winter, lost in the cross and found as a sinner. Ooh. Woman's made to cry, man is made to sin, swing wide the gates and come back in. Tiny child, sweet sweat and dreams, sleep against your mama's breast. Nevermore the fosterling come home and carry your family's crest. I've been strong as summer, I've been weak as winter, lost in the cross and found as a sinner. Cry, man is made to sin, swing wide the gates and come back in. Sinner, ooh, 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 ooh.
wide the gates and come back in. Swing wide the gates and come back in. Swing wide the gates and come back in.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Vanessa Lively, Ben Bedford, thanks for joining us on Community Voices today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy. It's always great to be here.
Good. We like that.